The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Baptist University, Bahamas First, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Marco's Pizza, Nassau Cruise Port, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation. It is a beautiful Thursday afternoon. The weeks, the days, the months seem to be just kind of swooshing by. And, we're here. Grateful to be in your company, guys. Always grateful to be able to jam with you, just being able to wait on my people to come in as we dive into another Small Business Thursday. To talk about these things, I'm always grateful to be here in this kind of a space. Got to shout out my good, decent people. We're talking about the Bahamas University, the Bahamas Baptist University College. The Bahamas Baptist University College is going to be having a pulled pork festival. That thing is going to be carrying on Friday. I'm sorry, Saturday. And they're going to be jamming, man. They're coming to talk to us about it. I'm just waiting for them to be able to do that. I really kind of rein it in to let you guys know about sort of the entertainment that's going to descend upon Arawak Key come this Saturday, right? So Saturday, June 21st from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., you're going to be able to get limbo dancing, that line dancing, right? I don't know what you call that more specifically, but with him fans, right? You know, that guy. So they're going to have about 300 persons out there. They're going to have a competition. We're going to find out more information about, the winners associated with that today and find out the association. I think she told me, the doc tells me that Dr. Teresa Adley-Smith, she says to me that there's an association with, I think, a restaurant association out of Colorado, out of Colorado. And they're doing some great stuff, infusing Latin flavors and whatnot with what they have. So we're looking to be able to hear more about that. I'm grateful to be able to do that and have this kind of a conversation. So we're looking forward to that and looking to chop those particular things down. All right. So that's that. I got to be able to tell you also, I've been telling you and been talking to you about it. I don't know whether or not you are in this kind of position. I don't know whether or not it's kind of stuck in your head that if you see yourself don't feel well, if your eyes are getting a little bit, brown, if under your eyes are getting a little dark, behind your neck is getting a little dark, your stomach is a little hard, you're one of those persons that says, I haven't passed in a couple of days, you had all these particular issues, I tell you about the hydration. We talked to you about the fact that during this summertime and during these months, can I say this to you? I think I had like a bad, I told you this, I had a bad batch of this kind of a, I don't know, I think I'm too heavy on the TikTok thing. I had this boiled egg, noodles, something. I don't know. I saw the people eating it on TikTok. They said it was nice. I tried it. It wasn't horrible, but that egg do me bad. Ooh, Jesus, right? And, the bathroom was my friend for a couple of days. And next thing I know, behind my calf hurting. And I don't feel good. And I'm low energy and so forth and so on. And my mouth feels a little dry, and I knew I was dehydrated as a result of my engagement in the bathroom. I'm saying this to say to you, there are some signs associated with things. I felt extremely dehydrated. I drank some Pedialyte. I drank mostly a gallon of water, right? Just listen to me. And I did that for maybe about a day and a half. And I felt good, you know. Everything came back. I felt good. I felt strong. But when you combine this dehydration and, you know, this smoldering heat that's out here, you could find yourself in a bad position. Now, let's juxtapose that to the fact that your colon is dehydrated. Yeah, let's just be decent. Your colon is dehydrated and you haven't had a pass. The waste matter that exists inside of you don't have that kind of a slippery thing to slide on. Now, let's just be very clear about this. You need to be able to ensure that you can hydrate yourself. And if you can't do that, if you have not been doing that and you get a little back up, you need a hydrocolonic. That's all this conversation. You need a hydrocolonic. And what it is that it actually allows water to go up in your colon, right? Very gentle. There's nothing mad invasive or whatnot. It's very gentle. If you're thinking that it's like a pressure cleaner going, no, it's not that kind of thing, right? So it's very gentle. It allows that kind of a natural gravity to be able to pull those things out of you as you sit about a 45-degree angle. And then you can watch all of these things, including parasites, talk to me, come out of you. Yeah, so when you don't feel well, you've been wrestling with these parasites for a long time. You love up your little pork chop, your little sausages, and other things like that. And so you want to find yourself in the position where you can be able to evacuate those things out of you. Give them a call. 445-8111, 445-8111. Get yourself 25% off Mondays and Fridays and get 50% off on the 25th day of every month. So you can be able to do that. Just let them know that you heard about these particular things. And bang a lang, you find yourself in a better position. This is all about this sort of a course that we chart to really be able to make the Bahamas healthier. I don't know. Whatever I can do, whoever I can be able to provide information for you with, if I believe that this is something that can help all of us. So I want to be able to let you guys know, 445-8111, or hit them up, check them out, www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com, cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. Let's pick up the Guardian newspaper, all the information's in there. Public service raises will total $7 million. This is what the minister says, the raises will begin this month. I know you guys are ecstatic, right? Talk to me. I know that you're excited. You're like a little child. Your feet tapping the ground as you sit down. You don't even know what to do. Your anticipation for going away has risen 7,000-fold. My God, we can get that little thing. Praise Jesus. Yeah, we're looking at these particular things. And when you see stuff like this, I know that there's always a pro to it and a con to the conversation. I know that there's always highs and lows associated with these things. So guys, pick up the Guardian newspaper and find out more information about it. More than 2,000 mid-level civil servants will receive pay raises totaling an estimated $7 million beginning at the end of this month. Minister of Labor and Public Service, Pia Glover-Rowe, told Parliament yesterday. The raises were first announced by Prime Minister Philip Davis earlier this month. Expanding on his announcement, Glover-Rowe said that at the beginning of the end of June 2nd, 400 mid-level public servants will receive increases as high as 8%. That's okay, praise God. It says 1,000 more public servants below the mid-level will also receive pay increases in September. This is what she said. It says this represents the most significant compensation improvement for public servants in decades. This is what she told the House of Assembly during a 2025-2026 budget debate. This will be approximately $7 million at the end of this month. And in a matter of days, an additional funds. Listen, we talked about this. I told you about this. I told you that it only takes a spark that we see the PLP being able to move on this particular thing, right? And then she says, she actually goes on to that, and she says that the Public Service from Abaco and Inagua earlier this month Davis said that the public servants across all levels will receive pay raises this year. Anytime that we see an increase, I'd like to see this kind of this increase from the position of being able to do a great deal of things. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see this increase and this sort of an idea to be able to make some things happen as it relates to promotions. So we want to be able to see those promotions and those simultaneous increase and even the backlog associated with the fact that you should have gotten your promotion 3 years ago. Do they now give you a raise that reflects that? And being able to take into consideration those particular years, I'd like to know those particular things. Guys, let me take this quick commercial break. Let me take this break. We can get back and talk about this pulled pork festival that's going to be happening right here on Arawaki, June 21st. Quick break. Going to be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Join us for the Pulled Pork Festival at Arawaki, June 21st, 3 p.m. through 11 p.m. Enjoy a delicious day featuring a variety of Hispanic cuisine and Bahamian dishes, all inspired by a farm-to-table theme. Savor the flavors and explore a vibrant culinary showcase. Whether you're a food lover, a family looking for a great day out, or a fan of live music and competitions, this festival has something for everyone. Tickets can be purchased online, cashandgobahamas.com/event-tickets.
No one likes a fender bender.
Oh man.
From a little scratch to a full mashup, NUA Insurance has got you covered with auto insurance tailored to fit your needs and budget. For affordable rates with free on-site accident assistance, visit us online or in branch and just ask us. NUA Insurance. Ask us because we've got you covered.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio in the house, being able to jam with you. And I want to be able to bring a special guest in. Now, we're still going to be able to talk about the Pulled Pork Festival, but we're going to push that back. Traffic is thick. But I have Dr. Teresa Adley Smith in the house with me. And no better time than now, as I elaborated just now with you about this sort of a concept and idea of hydration, especially in the season that we're in, I'd like her to be able to talk to me a little bit about Cocoa Plum Wellness Bahamas. I'm always grateful to be able to have this kind of a conversation. Doc, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. And let me just let you know, Cocoa Plum Wellness, we are opening our second location in the One West Plaza. We are about 99.9% ready for opening, so hopefully we'll be opening the doors for July 1st.
It sounds like we can be able to have a little a live remote.
Yes, okay, absolutely, Howard. Right. So what's been happening is, and what's so phenomenal about this is, I actually started the hydrocolonic treatment myself, traveling to the U.S. once a month to get it done. And I experienced what you call complete restoration of my health. Disease starts in the gut, Howard. And for me, I have reversed that disease process that was starting with me. And for the last, we started in 2023. And for the first year, we saw about 800 clients. Everyone, all of my clients are 100% satisfied. And for that reason, with word of mouth, they started talking about it to the point where we just can't handle the one location.
And so you expanded into the second location.
We expanded in the second location. Let me just say, I was...
But people have been coming from both...
Oh, yes, the islands.
Islands, because we talked to someone from Eleuthera.
Yes.
And Grand Bahama.
Yes.
Talk to me about it.
Yes, so persons are actually traveling, and they say, Doc, when are you going to open up on the family island?
Maybe you should get a little mobile one.
Yeah, actually, we have the mobile one. And we're thinking, which island are we going to go to first?
Yeah.
We're thinking, which island are we going to go to first? We're thinking, actually, we have Exuma, Eleuthera, and Grand Bahama. Those three are those areas where we have persons coming in to get their colon cleanse.
Tell people about the benefits. I often say if you have kind of dark spots around your eyes, if you feel bloated, if you haven't passed for a few days, I often talk about these things that's just superficial for what I know. But talk to people about some of the issues that they may be incurring that can say to them, hey, listen, you got to get yourself taken care of and have a proper flush.
So here it is, Howard. Is, you know, when you call my name, Dr. Teresa Moxie Adley Smith, everybody knows
that. She put a new one on me. Jesus.
I'm telling you, in the healthcare profession, everybody knows me.
Praise God.
And I say that to say, I'm not calling from Africa. I'm not doing a TikTok. This is the real sister here. And I am telling you, I was experiencing joint pains, brain fog, shortness of breath. I thought, during the COVID, I thought it was the mask. I went through Cleveland Clinic, every doctor, 9 doctors, 14 medications, blood pressure pills, thyroid medications. And let me tell you, after I started that treatment today, and you see how energetic I am. I just had a cup of coffee this morning. It keeps you rejuvenated, energized, clear. And I know that they can't see me, but look at my hair. Look how healthy it is. It's everything has reversed.
Yeah, it looked nice and shiny like you.
Yes.
Like you're taking Materna.
Nah. Getting that toxin out of your body.
It looks good. You look good.
Yes, yeah. I'm telling you.
You're glowing. Yeah.
It's glowing. Your face, everything.
You know, I saw a picture when we came up to you. Mm-hmm. I saw that picture that you showed me, the before and the after.
Yes.
That's an amazing picture.
Amazing. That, you know, I felt something was wrong with my body. As a healthcare professional, I went to healthcare professionals for help, and everybody was putting me on medication. I am scientific. I believe in the science, but I forgot myself. That disease starts in the gut. I just totally forgot. And so for that reason, I could tell the Bahamas that getting that toxin out reverses and restores your health.
Mm-hmm. Let persons know how they can be able to come to you. Are you performing anything over at the One West yet, or are you still down in the Eastern area?
No, we're still in the East. We're just waiting on the occupancy for the One West.
Okay.
And like you said, it'll be
remote. That's the point. That's the 0.01%.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And so we're just waiting on that. And everything's installed, and we're just waiting to get started to do our next set of clients. So you can reach us. We are at the 445-8111. Once again, that's 441. But you don't need to call. Just go on our website, CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com. That's CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com. And the reason why I'm repeating that, Howard, you know how many of my clients said they heard your show, yeah. And they have to, like, come back again to try and hear that number again. But that's our number. That's our website. And then we have a booking online. So you just book online, look for the available slots. Today is Thursday. I know we are booked out tomorrow. We may have a few slots for Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, well, let them know before we get out of here, let them know whether or not this is invasive, whether or not this is hard. A lot of persons are afraid of pain, and they believe that this is associated with pain. And I don't know if persons are thinking, oh, this is going to be like a pressure cleaner and the water shoots out. And I don't know. Talk to them about the particular process.
You could be on the phone. You could be texting. You could watch TV. We have a television in there. It's a small tube about the size of your pinky finger that's inserted gently, lubricated into the rectum. And you'll be surprised to see what comes out. What comes out was always in there.
Yeah.
So we just flush. As a matter of fact, I want to mention, persons don't know you have 40 feet of intestines, 40 feet.
And you're only dealing with the first 8 feet.
And we only deal with the first 8 feet. But for those persons who are wide and high, you're probably carrying 60 to 80 feet of toxins.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me about this now. Mm-hmm. Persons need to know that when you start to talk about this sort of a coming out of you, sometimes tapeworms, sometimes these parasites, all these things come out of you that
yes.
you can't even believe inside.
I know, right?
Wow.
And mucus. Just say, for example, I've seen it, persons, mucus, just thick white mucus coming out. A lot of times, persons who experience that say they have sinus. So they say they actually complain of having sinus and allergies. So that's not only in the intestines, it's from the head straight down.
Wow.
So that mucus is all over. So what
wow.
you're saying there, and so yes, you see tapeworm. The funny thing about tapeworm, they are smart. What they do is once the water starts coming in, I have to be watching within that first 2 to 3 seconds. You'll see one or two tapeworms, and then they send the signal up and tell the other tapeworms to hold on tight. Water's coming in. And so you normally won't see anything after that. But if you do see it and you start the tapeworm medication, when you come back, we just flush it out.
Yeah, so persons could be able to have sort of various sessions depending on their health or their condition at the particular time.
Yes.
You would say, hey, listen, I think you should come back 3 more times.
Yes.
And we could be able to eradicate this 8 more times or whatever the case may be.
Let me tell you, Howard, as persons, I could tell people that, and I have a guarantee. That guarantee is if you don't feel good, not tomorrow.
And they can't lie now. They will try, but they can't lie.
If they don't feel good right now, as soon as we get that 8 feet out, if you don't feel better, I'll say you don't have to pay me.
Right off the top.
Right off the top. Right then. That shows you how dangerous, how it feels to have that toxins inside you. So it's almost like a guarantee. So yes. I would say to persons, if you're having problems paying or something like that, I'll say to them, you know, I really need to see you next week, but don't let 2 weeks go by. And if 2 weeks go by, then you go back to where you were before.
That's absolutely excellent. Listen, this is a wonderful thing, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to be able to be a part of this. This is something that we've taken on in our position to be able to say to you that this is for a healthier, wealthier Bahamas in your body. So we want you to be able to come down to Coco Plum Wellness Bahamas and find yourself in the great position. Give her a call again. This is Dr. Teresa Moxie Adley Smith.
You got
how
it.
Much more? How much more?
That's it.
Moxie Adley Smith.
That's it. That's
praise
it.
God. We got all those
yes.
things, right?
Yes.
445-8111. 445-8111. Coco Plum Wellness Bahamas.com. Coco Plum Wellness Bahamas.com. Quick break, guys. We're going to be back. Thank you, Doc. Thanks so much for being here to stay with us. Quick break. We're going to be right back after this.
Foundation. Try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Eat, sip, and shop at Nassau Cruise Port. Discover our authentically Bahamian stores, where you'll find great local brands like Bahari, Vita Cayo, My Ocean, Bahama Handprints, House of Assembly, and World of Great Clip. Or shop for unique gifts like organic honey, Christmas ornaments, and more. Enjoy a family fun day with great food and drinks from Bamboo Shack and Island Post. Tour the Bahamas Museum of Junkanoo and grab the best conch salad at Gallery and Wine Bar. There's something for everyone at Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
Now let me see now. 326-ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from around the corner? I hear you are selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I left Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the family island.
Join us for the Pulled Pork Festival at Arawa Key, June 21st, 3 p.m. through 11 p.m. Enjoy a delicious day featuring a variety of Hispanic cuisine and Bahamian dishes, all inspired by a farm-to-table theme. Savor the flavors and explore a vibrant culinary showcase. Whether you're a food lover, a family looking for a great day out, or a fan of live music and competitions, this festival has something for everyone. Tickets can be purchased online, cashandgobahamas.com. /event-tickets.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the Foundation, live and in full effect. I told you we're going to be talking to you about this Pulled Pork Festival. I'm excited about it. I got some great tickets here, guys. If you want to be able to get involved, we're going to talk about it for a little while. And the first, I think I got six tickets here. The first six people give me a call, I'll give you a ticket to be able to show up this evening. The tickets are for kids, $8. For adults, it's going to be $20. So you're going to have your ticket here paid. I'll put your name on the back of the ticket so you can be able to pick that up at the desk to be able to talk about these things. It's going to be the Pulled Pork Festival, June 21st, 2025 on Arawak King. It's going to be starting at about 3 p.m. all the way until 11 p.m. That's an entire shift. Go to work. Don't try to slip out of work. If you wake to the hotel, you got to go to work. But you want to get out here and get these things taken care of. They got a cooking competition that's going to be featuring five-star chefs that's going to be here, salsa dancing, the whole thing. Got some great people in the studio right now to be able to tell us about it. So let's find out more about those particular things. Introduce yourself.
Perfect. My name is Mateo Smith. I'm from the Balance Baptist University College, and I'm excited to be here this afternoon with our guest, John, all the way from Denver, Colorado, who's a part of this Pulled Pork Festival. The Bahamas Baptist University College, Howard, is partnering with the Hispanic Restaurant Association. I'm telling you, this is a big event that's happening. I mean, everyone is talking about it. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, as you mentioned, this is an event for the whole family, not just for...
So we get some person. Salsa and peas and
I'm
rice.
I'm telling you, we have from the...
Ay, Dios mío, mira, mira!
Arriba! And so one of the things, especially with our president, we did was diversify it. So we have a lot of our Mexican, Latin cuisine that are going to be there, but as well as we're going to have some Bahamian food that's going to be there as well. You have your crab and rice still. I know some folks are not so open always to try and do things, but we're encouraging folks. Listen, there's going to be so much folks out there. The corn, I mean, everyone loves the flavored corn. That's the best thing ever. But at the same time, you have your still the Bahamian cuisine that's there. But you got to enjoy the salsa dancing.
They're going to be dancing also?
Yeah, all day.
I feel like I have to talk like this.
Yes. But we have the fire show that's going to be there. Oh, man, that's going to be incredible.
This is exciting stuff.
You're going to
transform Arawaki.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really going to be transforming the Arawaki.
This is going to be a good... Then we also have the Jungling Rush Show. So you see for a fact that we have our cultural... diversity, but we're still including everything in one day for the whole family from 3 o'clock. I know we say 11 o'clock we're going to end, but we're Bahamians. We're probably going to be until 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm just kidding.
Don't tell me that. Church the next day.
And so we're going to be there. But I think this is a great opportunity, especially with the Hispanic Restaurant Association, and John's going to speak more about this, but this collaboration allows us to do more.
This is heavy, man. John, tell me about this. Introduce yourself to the persons out there. Let them know who you are.
My name is John Jaramillo. I'm president.
Jaramillo.
I think hot meal, then Jaramillo.
Jaramillo.
So don't worry. It's the only Spanish word I know. I'm joking. I just say John. That. But I want to say we're quite thrilled and honored to be here, to be invited by BBUC and both Dr. Smith's here, and not only honor, you know, Latin cuisine and advocate and educate and elevate about that, but also Bohemian cuisine. We have Chef Pablo Aya, who was the producer of MasterChef Mexico for 8 or 9 seasons. He's here. He's our culinary director. He's really the one that makes it taste good, look good. And he's just a world-class knowledge level chef that's traveled the world. We as our goal in our partnership with BBUC is to pass that knowledge on.
How did this
share that knowledge?
How did this this merger come about? Where was the idea, you know, where was it birthed for persons to be able to say, hey, listen, it's time for an infusion. It's time for this kind of this intersection to happen and for us to be able to present something like this. Talk to me about it.
It started with a mutual friend of ours, Tony Dean, and he had already had a relationship with BBUC and Teresa. Mm-hmm. And he called me one day and said, hey, John, I have this, you know, friend, Teresa, mm-hmm. In the Bahamas. And I said, I think there's a lot of mutual synergy there. I think with your ideas, your mission, your advocacy of different cuisines and educate and elevate. Yeah. And so I'm like, sure, put us on the phone. So within a week or two, we got on we did a Zoom. And we just automatically felt the energy, just felt that natural care to educate people, to educate young people, to educate, elevate, and help different cultures, our culture, bring great Latin food to the Bahamas, and also honor Bohemian food. And just like we did this morning, we went to the fish market, we went to the store, and we wanted everything local. That's what Chef Pablo really teaches.
Really?
And it was great. He was like having all the young cadets pick everything out and say, hey, what's local? Because we want to know where your food comes from and really teach that. And the young kids this morning, cadets, they were thrilled to be there. They were having fun. Of course, it was my, you know, litany of bad dad jokes that got them laughing. You know?
A litany of bad jokes. You need to stop, right? You need to stop. Yeah.
And so it came about through a mutual friend. And then we just kept on deepening and deepening. And finally, I said, we need to come out. We need to develop this relationship. And let's develop this long-term relationship to where we can bring our world-class knowledge of chefs down here and create this international food mecca through this partnership with BBUC.
You know, this isn't foreign to me. As I sit here, I think I lived in Cuba for a year, and I'm thinking empanadas, I'm thinking arroz. I'm thinking all these particular things, langusta, all these particular things that we enjoyed in the Bahamas, only because we knew it as a different name, but these are some of the same flavors. This is some of the same, the spirit that's poured into these particular things. So we could see that kind of fusion.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're going to be amazed this weekend at the Pulp Park Festival, because you're going to have Bohemian cuisine there. You're going to have Pablo putting his little twist and turns on it. And then there's going to be people that are like, oh, this is what I like. Because that's the beauty of food. What does it do? It allows us to sit together, talk, and just kind of lower our barriers about who we are and be people.
Yeah.
And that's really what this is about.
That's heavy. And this is, you know, I don't want to get biblical, but this is really covenant. That's what the food is all about. When you break bread and you lower those barriers, this kind of a relationship right now is an expectation for us to be kind of moving forward. So I'm thinking that we can be able to do something well into the future. Was that the thinking?
Most definitely, most definitely. And how it starts right here, John mentioned it, the cadet program. It starts from our young people as well. And this is how our long-term relationship is going to be sustained. We've gathered about 15 students today from different schools, and they came together with Chef Pablo and John. We went to the fresh market. They literally got hands-on training of where the food come from. What is this here? Is this imported? Is it exported? Not only that, we went to the fish market as well. They saw hand-on how these things happen, and we want to give them that culinary experience for a long term.
Montague?
Montague.
You went to Montague?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And
that's truly an authentic Bohemian experience.
Oh, it was, and I tried the conch salad.
Tropical conch salad, too?
I was like...
Who got the conch salad? Yellow did the conch salad?
Get away from me. I'm eating it.
Yellow gave you conch salad today?
Yes.
Listen.
I watched him prepare. I was taking pictures. It was a beautiful
experience.
Between
Yellow and Tony, these are some of the best conch salad.
It's a natural aphrodisiac.
It's a natural aphrodisiac. You got to calm down right now. But tell me about these things. So what are the things that we could expect on Saturday for persons that is going to be coming out?
So again,
we're going to have a kind of a competition. We're going to have a pulled pork festival. We're going to have a little competition. Mm-hmm. We have 6 teams. Pablo's going to be judging it. I'll be judging it. Of course, you know, I'm biased. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, everybody. So, but but our goal is to just taste the texture, their technique, how clean they are, how well they work together. There's all kinds of factors involved in judging there, but we just want.
And this is the whole hog. You're going to be doing the whole pig.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. So they. So listen. If you guys are from, I had a good friend who passed away most recently, the beginning of this year. I've only known, well, he comes from Long Island, right? So he make a little pit, he stuff the spare in it, and he rotates it. Hey, listen to me, some of the best, I don't even eat this. I'm looking at this like, this is crazy.
Well, the beauty of it, it's the wood, and the smoke is a flavor.
Yeah.
And people don't realize, especially when it's slow cooked, I mean, you put your own technique, you put your style into it. It's really the chef's given unto themselves. That's the beauty of what we're doing here. You can just feel it. You can feel it here. You can feel it when we were talking to the cadets this morning, when we were out on the talking to the fishermen and watching them make that salad. That's the beauty of food. It really just, it's not about our rank. It's not about our titles. It's not about any other than culture and who we are. And so when we want to get to know somebody, what do? We invite them over for dinner.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When we want to get to know somebody in business, what do? We invite them out to dinner. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the barriers. It's hard to have a conversation and cut a deal with you when you're hungry. Exactly. That's a principle. You got to eat.
I think I want to really just touch that competition. I'm looking forward to, Howard, that competition. We're literally having a live competition where we're going to... It gives me almost that Iron Chef type, you know, Food Network channel type thing and so forth, just being able to watch them live, be judged. I think the chefs, the contestants are excited about this opportunity to really showcase their talent, how they put their touch on pork, their flavor to what pork is for them. I think that's I'm looking forward most to just sampling the food as well. I expect to see you in the VIP section as well.
They got a VIP section?
Of course. We have a VIP
section. You ain't telling me this. You ain't telling me the VIP.
You got to make sure you got to be in the VIP section.
VIP? I got to be in there. I enjoy that.
Well, one of the nice things about this, it's a competition, but we have this view in the Hispanic Restaurant Association. You know, it's all about hospitality here in the Bahamas, but it's collaboration. We're going to learn from each other. We're going to teach. We're going to help one another. We have competition. And then I forgot that. Competition, collaboration, and cooperation. Mm. Those three things, what we're doing here. We're going to healthy competition. We want to, you know, of course we all want to win. But we also want to collaborate and educate and elevate one another. That's really the essence of it.
I like it. Guys, if you're an enthusiast, if you want to be able to see exactly how it's done, you're going to have everything out there. We want you to come down. I got tickets for you right here, right now. Right here, right now. Give me a call. We can get the tickets taken care of. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Or I can take one or two texts to be able to do that, right? First six callers, you get free tickets. All right, caller number one. Caller number nine, go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Everything good? What's happening with you?
Yeah, man, I like
that. Give me a name. I can put it right here on the ticket.
All right, put me on hold.
Oh, I can put you on hold. You didn't want your boss knowing. Okay, hold on. Anyway, my producer, can you take his name for me, please? We get to the one ticket for you guys. The lines are wide open. We want you to be able to give us a call right now. I got five tickets to be able to give away for this Pulled Pork Festival that's going to be happening this weekend from 3 o'clock to 11 o'clock on Arawak Key. Now, you was going to go out there anyhow. You might as well go and truly enjoy these particular festivals. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event, and we're excited to be able to talk about those things.
Okay, I just want to add that we're going to have 14 Hispanic vendors. Yes. We're going to have about 6 Bahamian vendors, and we're going to also have 2 kids video station, one video station and another kids play center. So we're going to be having that. We're also going to be having a Spanish competition. Those students, we already have students enrolled and lined up for that, and they will be eligible for a scholarship and a prize to go to Italy, actually. I think I did a spoiler. I was supposed to say that.
What is the Bahamas Baptist University College doing?
Listen to me.
In the course of 1 month, we've already seen
the nursing,
groundbreaking.
Yep. Nursing, with the nursing pharmacy, and the allied health program.
Groundbreaking.
Culinary program. So we are partnering with the Hispanic to get that done. Kombi is going to be there. Kombi Smith, he's going to be there. Where those fans
Kombi Smith.
Where those fans at. We have over 300 fans. We're going to have an aerial view of that line dance. We're also going to have salsa. We're going to have Metellus Chipman with the old bear man. We're going to have the steel band, a steel drummer. And so it is going to be an explosion there. It's going to be big. It's going to be big.
Explosion of fun and flavor.
Yes. Don't forget the food, yes? Yeah.
I like that. We got four tickets down. Let me see if I can get another one. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, put me in for one ticket, please.
Yeah. All right, no problem. What's happening with you? Give me your last name.
M-I-S-S-I-C-K.
Okay. I know what this is.
Yes, buddy.
All right, it's good to hear from you, my brother. All right, give the producer your number so I can put it on the ticket also, all right? Don't hang up just yet. We'll go to Sonic Gun, then go. All right, next telephone call on the line, go ahead. Call on the line with us live, go ahead. All right, someone just texts me in and says, Howard, can I get one ticket? That's no problem. Last name, Strap, Strapp. We got you here. Okay, so three tickets have already gone. We got three more tickets for you to be able to enjoy yourself on Saturday between 3 p.m. and 11 p.m. Let's take the next one. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Going on, Howard.
Everything good, man? What's happening?
Right, yeah. Calling in reference to the ticket.
Yeah, man. Go ahead. Give me your last name.
Okay. You want me to leave it with the producer?
Just give me your last name. Your boss didn't know who this is. Go ahead.
Thompson.
T-H, right?
Yeah.
All right, I got you straight. Now, don't hang up. Let the producer take your full name and then your number so I can put it on the ticket for you.
Will do.
Okay, no problem. Producer, you can be able to get that number for me, please. Now, listen, guys, you want to be able to get this. Come down here. You can be able to pick up your tickets right here. We'll be right down here at the reception area just waiting on you. Your name and everything will be there so you can be able to pick this up. This is going to be an exciting event.
Yes.
I have to commend you guys for being able to do this. Some people calling me on my personal telephone. Y'all call the office food. They call these particular things and we find out more about it. Craig, I see you calling me. I'll put your name down. All right, text me. I can be able to do that. He's laughing right now. Right? Yeah. So we got one more ticket. Let's see if we can squeeze one more in. Let me see if we can get this in. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Howard Kraft.
Hey, my dear. What's happening with you?
You can put my name down.
Go ahead. Give me the last name.
McNeil. McNeil.
Okay, we got you right here, all right? Don't hang up. No, you ain't got to go, Joella. Give it to the producer. I'll give the producer your number, so we'll have everything for you when you come down here, okay?
Thank you.
Absolutely, no problem, all right?
Before we talk about the long-term relationship, I just want to say we are raffling a 40-pound roasted pig.
Already roasted.
It's going to start roasting around 1 p.m., and so by the time we draw the raffle around...
So people are going to have to... You force these people to have
listen
a
to
party.
Me. They're going to have to... And then we're going to do two cases of bear with it.
So you get...
Two cases of bear.
One hog and two cases of bear.
For $5.
My God.
For $5.
You can't miss that.
For $5.
You think you're in the old island?
Listen to me. $5. That's it.
You can't beat that. All right. Come down here and find out more about it, guys. We want you to be able to join in and be able to support the Bahamas Baptist University College, being able to do amazing things. I told you in the past month, we've been seeing them move with leaps and bounds, groundbreaking stuff. And now another turn of events when they're being able to bring down 14 Hispanic units and six vendors and six Bahamian vendors to be able to have an all-inclusive event for a pulled pork festival that's going to be happening on Saturday from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. I got one more ticket to give away. Let's see how many tickets we got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? So I got one more ticket to give away, guys. Give me a call or give me a text. Let me see if I get any other persons being able to give me a text for that. Here we go. Yeah, give me a text, guys, so you can be able to get that. Here we go. Give me a call. 323-622-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Now, tell me, anything else that you want to put on the table for all these things that's been going on right now?
I just want to talk about the long-term view. I mean, not only are we thrilled to be here for this weekend, have this great, you know, fun and flavor pulled pork festival, but also the long-term strategy. We want to bring what I consider a world-class level of knowledge and chefs and technology to BBUC and share that with your community and make this a world-class long-term
school. Is this something that you want to do annually?
Yes, this is something we're going to be doing annually. We forgot to mention that we're also going to have five Bahamian five-star chefs involved in the competition as well.
On Saturday?
On Saturday, yeah.
Oh, man, this is big.
Yeah, so Pablo those would have met, and Pablo and John would have met one of them last night. Mm-hmm. They're going to meet the other five tonight. It was the other four right. tonight, yes. Uh-huh. And so it's going to be a fabulous collaboration.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't get any better than this. The beautiful weather, beautiful food, and a beautiful relationship.
Yes.
So. It's absolutely wonderful. I want to commend you for being able to take on such a strong position. I get more calls than I got tickets available. My phone is lit up. This phone is lit up, and the lines are lit up also. I can take one more telephone call before you guys get out of here. Mm-hmm. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Okay, call you. Missed on that one. All right, so I can give away these tickets, guys. I'll text you and let you know that you've received a ticket. We'll leave the tickets right downstairs for you. I must commend you, must commend the leadership, must commend all those participants, must commend the Hispanic Association for being able to come down, the concept, the idea, the infusion, and all these things that you get going down. We believe that this is going to be able to... Okay, so we're in a peculiar time in this country, and it's time for us to be able to inspire our youth. Right, you got to inspire them to make them to understand that you don't have to confine yourself to what existed in yesteryear. There are opportunities that exist for tomorrow. And I believe that opportunities like this fusion, that person's going to be able to see some things happening, can really be able to spark something in their minds. And they say, I could do this, baby, and move forward with that.
And we can bring them to Colorado. We can bring them to different parts of the U.S. and put them in a culture where they can thrive for a couple of weeks and learn and way beyond just the academics and the theory and just local cooking.
Yeah. I like this. Yeah. I like this. I got to commend you, John. I want to commend the entire team for being able to be here. I thank you guys so very kindly for being able to do that. Dr. Teresa, Moxie, Adeline Smith, Grant Brown. Oh, I just messed up.
Thank you. Lopez.
Lopez.
Thank you so much.
Hispanic part in there.
Dr. Smith, I want to thank you also for being able to be here with us.
Appreciate it so much.
Thank you guys for being able to do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. We got to get to news and be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing any knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. I got all kind of tickets here that we're giving out to you guys. Charlton, you won one. McNeil, you got one. Strap, right? S-T-R-A-P-P, you got one. Mizik, you got one. Thompson, you got one. Craig, you got one, right? So these are the tickets here. You can be able to pick up those tickets right there downstairs at the desk. We'd be more than happy to accommodate you guys. Enjoy yourself, man. Have a good time out there in the fields and support these things. The Bahamas Baptist University College is doing their absolute best to be able to expand themselves beyond the borders. You see how this is organically being able to identify persons across borders to see how can we able to bring this experience home? How can we be able to bring the exposure and the experiences that is happening over across the street back home? And they're forging those relationships and doing big things. I want to commend them, man. I want to commend them and commend anyone who's taking on that kind of a course to be able to educate the next dispensation of Bahamians. Because if we're going to be honest, there is a changing of the guard. I don't know if people want to talk about this, but there is a changing of the guard. And in that changing, you got to make sure that the next dispensation, the next iteration is experienced, exposed, educated, and strengthened to be able to move in that direction, right? And talking about that next iteration, we got Mr. Wright in the studio with us, being able to talk to us about a great deal of things over the past few weeks, maybe 3 weeks or so. We've been having him coming every so often, every other week, to talk to us about these particular things and talk to us about these great experiences that he's been having and what he has garnered over this course of time and really being able to do with them. It ain't just drones. It is another level of things that's happening, and he can be able to equip us with a great deal of things. I really wish we could have put something together for a nice little summer school so you could be able to teach some kids. I really wish we could have done that. Introduce yourself to persons. Let them know exactly who you are.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm Craig, owner of Fly Right Videography and Consultancy. We also trade name as Fly Right 242, and thank you to Pierre again.
Man, it's wonderful, man. I'm hoping that you get some good exposure. Tell persons what has happened since the last time, so the first time we spoke and this particular time. So have you been getting some telephone calls? Are persons interested in exactly what's going on? Because there's an objective in why I brought you back. I need people to know that they need to get out of their comfort zones of how they thought money was made. They need to get out of their comfort zones and find themselves in the position aligned with what's happening from a global standpoint. And we have people qualified right here to do that home.
Yes, sir. So far, and thank you for that, for even having me on the shows previously. So far, I did have a few potential contacts that have reaching out to me. Some of the up-and-coming but political candidates as well.
What?
Yes, sir. So someone has been hitting me up, and also some surveying jobs for in the back of the Bacardi Road area. So some of the land that they've been clearing down for the government in the back there, I've been doing some of the surveying, and also for some of the fires that have been happening behind the airport as well. I've been providing some aerial coverage for that as well. So some things have been, but
I see a fire in Abaco. All right.
Yes, sir.
I see a fire in Abaco. Somebody showed me. So about, I think it was either this morning or the other morning, we would have seen Kai Mills take a little. He's a strong Abaconian and an independent candidate out there, and he's been doing he had his cell phone and showing us those particular things. If you're here in Nassau, and I need you to send a drone to Abaco to look over those things, can you do that?
I can do that.
You see, people need to know you could do that. That you don't have to go to Abaco with your drone and then open up your suitcase and then open up. Talk to me. You could do it from right here.
Yes, sir. I have the capability of that drone, but I actually just need the capital to actually have a different specialized one for that criteria that I can actually send it from here to each island. So that's something that I've been trying to work on. I already have the curated, all of the business plan, the budget, the proposal, and everything. So I just need to meet with whoever's responsible for that to get it done.
Oh, my God. There was a disaster that happened in one of the southern islands, and we need to be able to take a proper aerial map of it to see exactly what's going on. But we're here in Nassau, and no planes are flying right
now. Yes, I can get down there. I can get down there.
These are things you got to tell people.
I've been trying.
Because, so, on, you know what? People only know that they need something when they're in the midst of crisis.
Yes, sir.
When the crisis hit them, bam! That's how it is with insurance, right? So because of the way that society is set up, because of the conditioning of so many person's mind, they say things like, child, I don't need no insurance. Ain't nothing gonna really happen like that. Jesus, God got me, son. God got me. And then Grammy says sudden death and destruction. Bang, right?
Yes, sir.
And then you say, my God, the thing just, the policy just lapsed. Jesus. You see?
Yes, sir.
People wait at the doorstep before they make a decision.
Yes, sir.
Talk to people about the necessity for being able to be proactive in these areas and prepare yourself to move forward.
Yes, sir. Like, even if I could touch back on it, the incident happened to officer the other day on Father's Day. There's no way that the police are still actively looking for these suspects, you know, because I have an initiative now, actually, that I don't want to speak too much on it until I have those person's heirs who can actually make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
We should have... My company can provide, I should say, aerial coverage for these instances, like where these criminals feel as though it's so safe to just get away in broad day. Like, that's some of the surveillance that the technology that I have that can enhance the Bahamas and move us forward in the technological age.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Someone was telling me, Howard, we believe that the police has those, the technology accessible to them right now, but they're not necessarily utilizing that. Talk to me about what you know, because you know you were involved in that. Talk to me about it.
Yes, sir. So I have the expertise also to even back up those standings of what I have been already privy to, and I know how to make it work now. So they could have the technology, because I are using the drones, and I actually have, like I said, and no disrespect to our law enforcement. I know they're working hard. It's a very tough job. I give them all the props and kudos to those hardworking individuals. But it's also, it's almost like you can give someone all the equipment, but if you still don't have the proper know-how, you still don't use the equipment to its full potential. That's where we're at right now in this country. And that's why I find a lot of persons even now reaching out to me and asking me, hey, can you go help them? But I say I can't help them without giving them my price, because, you know, I think I should be compensated for all of my expertise, my schooling, everything.
Yeah, this ain't voluntariness.
Right. Everything I invested inside of myself. And like you said, why does it have to wait until it reaches an officer or maybe a politician's doorstep before we get proactive with these things, you know? Yeah. So for a lot of, I hear the people cry because they come to me, hey, right, can you do this for me? Can you help my family? Because we need help trying to solve this, and the police are, they are having issues. I don't want to just target the officers. They have a tough job. I understand it's a lot of work. But I have individuals privately saying, how come now they're more involved with it when it was my time as a civilian who isn't a part of it? Why can't we have the same type of, now they're using the drones now for this instances, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're trying to reach out to me privately, but if I can actually integrate this now nationally, we could solve those problems for even for the average citizen.
Yeah, yeah. You know, for all those parents that are out there and looking for some things to do for their kids, shifted over the course of time. They really have. They've shifted and taken on this kind of a position. I need, you know, angel investors to hear me now. I normally don't talk directly to you as an angel investor and those persons who have some money burning a hole in your pocket. I'm talking to you directly today, okay? We're talking, this me and you. And there's a lot of parents out here who are looking for things for their kids to do, okay? Our fridge is tired of those children going in there, and the children, we don't want them to get no dumber in September. So we try to be able to keep them occupied. And we often look for things for, you know, to keep their hands and their minds and their feet. You put them in summer school, and whether that's swimming, whether that's camp, whatever it is, you put those in summer school. But why not equip them, depending on the age, with a skill that could change their lives?
Yes, sir. I also, I teach persons from the age of 6 to 60. So anyone who, even for the kids, the parents, everyone.
Have you thought about being able to do that?
And I've been teaching some of the kids and helping assist them with.
Do you have a summer school?
Not officially, because I want to actually do an actual national school and be partnership with the power movement that they have on Wolf Road, that building that the government is building for the new vocational school. I would like to actually.
Star.
Yes, sir.
Star Academy.
Yes, sir. I'd like to actually have a drone academy that I can actually operate out of on a national level. So even for angel investors.
Are you opposed to working with people? Let's say hypothetically there's a school that I'd like to be able to offer that to our kids right now. Let's just say hypothetically it's a high school. It's a junior high school right now that's listening to us and say, wow, I think this would be a great opportunity to be able to teach our kids. What is the duration of time before a child could be able to say, I've actually learned something from this? How long you need? 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
My curriculum, I have a very good, smooth, basic curriculum that takes 1 week from start to finish. I teach them from ground.
But you could stretch it out a little taste.
I can. Depends on the volume of kids, because I like to be individualized, but actually...
So summer camp is 2 weeks?
Yes, sir.
So if there is a school, no matter what the school is, there's a school that is listening right now that wants to be able to give you a call to say, hey, listen, can you do a course for us for 2 weeks, training kids how to use drones, so forth and so on. What does that look like? Can you send me an invoice? You can do that now.
Yes, sir.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's the number. Give them your number.
820-4550.
So if you're out there in this particular space, even if you're dealing with some elderly, advanced education and those persons who have adult education, adult learning, and you want to be able to assist in those particular areas, Mr. Wright can be able to assist you in these areas and help you equip yourself in this 21st century. I want to commend you, my brother.
Thank you.
I continue to commend you. I continue to encourage you to make you to understand that the dispensation that you're in right now, you are needed. All right. And so whatever I can do to encourage you to be able to get your feet wet, to get on the ground, to get some things going, because I know how hard this is. Can I say this to you? I just want to be honest with you. It's not easy being an entrepreneur in this country. It's not. There is little to no appreciation if you don't have affiliation. Oh, God, I just get preachy. I got to calm down. Right. There's little to no appreciation if you ain't come in with someone, if you ain't somebody cousin or auntie or this and that. No matter how good the thing is you putting on the table. There's little to no appreciation, and that can be discouraging sometimes.
Yes, sir, Mr. Grant, if I be honest with you, from the first time we, I keep the fire burning because of your greatness and your kind words to me, because it is a lot of discouragement that comes along with it, because like I said, even trying to reach out to the Prime Minister, or even trying to reach to the Minister of National Security, or even the Minister of Education,
I tell you,
it's so impossible.
Between you and I, the model in this country of how we try to get things done is a triangle. We always seek to go to the top. We've put to the bottom politicians, and then hopefully the politicians can help it take us up to the people. But you have to turn that upside down. You got to invert it. Forget the politicians.
Okay.
Invert that. Turn it upside down. Go directly to the people. Go directly to the people. And that's what this is. This is a conversation that's happening with thousands, tens of thousands of people right now in surgeries, in their offices, in their cars, in the supermarkets, all over the place that are happening right now. And they need to understand that this is something that can be able to help their children, to help, right? And it ain't who you is what you have to offer.
So.
This is something that our kids need for the next dispensation. They're already gaming.
Yes, sir.
They're ready then. They say, hey, what's up, chat? Put W's in the chat. What's up, chat? You know what I'm saying? They're already streaming. They're already gaming. They're doing all these things that they're seeing happen around the world.
Yes, sir.
And now we could equip them with something more.
Yes, sir. Content creation, all that stuff, because I even teach video editing software skills as well as part of my curriculum. So even for those potential to be professionalized content creators, I even teach them as well.
Think about this. Let's say hypothetically that the United States of America wishes to outsource aerial monitoring outside, because we know that we have we have 5,000 certified, qualified aerial technicians or whatever here in the Bahamas that you've trained, right? this is a job that they can work remotely. They don't even have to be off the island.
Yes, sir.
They can be right home.
Yes, sir.
And working, making top dollar right home.
Yes, sir.
Competitive things that they're doing externally right here locally.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be able to give Audrick Wright, give him a call. Give me a number again.
820-4550.
820-4550, right? 820-4550. Give him a call and find out how he can be able to assist with being able to equip your children to move to a next dispensation. And guys, I want to say to you, if you are, you know, if you're dealing with entrepreneurialism, if you're dealing with innovation, if you're dealing with a level of crucial that needs to be incorporated in our society, if you're finding yourself hit a brick wall, let's talk, man. Just give me a call, 827-0111. Come on the radio. Let's talk about these particular concepts and see whether or not we can get it in the right ears and in the right minds and in the hearts of the people so we can be able to change this country for the better. Mr. Wright, I want to thank you. I want to thank your wife. I want to thank all those particular persons. I'd like you to send me your information so I can put it on my foundation page,
sir,
and on my social media stuff so persons could be able to continue to see that.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Anything else you want to be able to say before you get out of here?
Just appreciate you, and thank you for keeping me. I'll do my best to continue my best.
You ain't spend all that money for nothing.
No, sir.
We got to get that back.
Yes, sir.
For Jesus' sake. And ladies and gentlemen, help my guy and help yourselves as we prepare ourselves to move to the new dispensation in this country with technological soundness and an anchor that is undeniable as we move into the future. All right? Quick commercial break, guys. When we get back, we can talk a little bit about China. We're going to take this quick break, guys, and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
He is the king of crunch. The master of flavor, and he's going to set your taste buds on fire with the new King Crunch sandwiches at Burger King Nassau. Crispy fried onions, pepper jack cheese, and bold chipotle sauce. Plus, fixins cover a crispy chicken patty or two flame grilled beef patties on BK's new King Crunch sandwiches that are bigger, better, and bolder than anything around. And they're only available at Burger King Nassau. Try one today.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on wood.
It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the family island.
You work hard, you do your best, but sometimes a little extra support can make all the difference. At Fidelity, we offer personal loans to help with whatever financial challenges life brings. We offer quick, hassle-free, stress-free loans ready whenever you need it. Inquire and make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
Ever find yourself lost in a sea of car insurance options, wondering which policy is right for you? At NUA Insurance, our team of experts is ready to steer you. Need affordable rates or customized coverage? Ask us. Have questions only seasoned pros can answer? Top-notch service and years of experience, we've got the answers you need to drive with confidence. So why wait? Visit us online or in branch at NUA Insurance and just ask us.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-230-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Brennan, your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. This was a lively Small Business Thursday. I'm grateful for this, really grateful for being able to talk to Mr. Wright. I love the fact that we have innovation going on with the Pulpor Festival and the Bahamas Baptist University College. The opportunities for you to be able to alleviate yourself and find yourself in a better position as you get that evacuation that you've been looking for with the Coco Plum Wellness Bahamas. And now we're going to be talking about China. We've been talking about this for a long time. I've gone off to China somewhat, right? Stayed in the hallway of the entrance of China for a long time. And my guys are here, man. They just had a recent trip, I think was in, was that in May?
April.
We returned the beginning of May.
Beginning of May. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there was there for the Canton Trade Fair during that particular time. And now they're back to talk to us all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than Omar Smith and Lorenzo Bullitt being able to talk to Antonio Lorenzo Bullitt being able to talk to us about those things. Guys, say good afternoon. Introduce yourself to the folks out there.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Antonio Bullitt here.
Yeah, good afternoon, Omar Smith. It's a pleasure to be here once again to talk about our amazing adventures and trips and opportunities in China.
Now, we ain't hear from you all in a little while, and we wanted to know what was the update. A person still called me. Howard, you still dealing with them fellas who's going to China, man? I need something, right? And you would see me send you something every so often.
Yeah.
Right? So people will hit me up and ask me for those things, and I'll shoot you the number because, you know, I don't get any business however y'all deal with them, right? But nonetheless, we haven't heard from you from an official standpoint to tell us about what's happening. We know that you were feverishly doing what you had to do in terms of being able to put people together and get them on this trip. How was your most recent trip?
Howard, this was the best show I've ever been on since the beginning of our trip. I've never seen so much people, number one. I've never seen so much new innovation, new technology, the electric cars that are coming out of China. Build your dream, that's China made, and you see those cars are here already. And I'm telling you, they got robots right now. They got a robot dog. I have it on my video right now where the guy just ran up, pick the dog up, throw it a few feet away from the dog, lands on his four feet, and then come back at him.
This is the same dog but got a flamethrower on his back?
Yeah.
I see the dog got a flamethrower on his back.
This one didn't have the flamethrower.
Okay, Jesus, God.
That's an added accessory.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you got the
robot. I like
robot,
this dog.
And then you got the robot. The actual man robot, he's doing kung fu. You push him, he is landing on his foot, drop kick him. It's just a whole lot of stuff. The technology, how it's off the chain. And I tell you, we have never seen so much people since we've been going to China.
I got to commend you guys for being able to be consistent in this. This has been now, what, 25 years though?
Going for 22.
22 years, 22 yeah. years. Yeah. This is an amazing thing, man. And you've been consistent in being able to do that. Tell me about it, Omar. Tell me about what's going on. What was the mindset? I don't know whether or not there has come a point where you had reconsidered how you could do this. We know that we're in a different time now. We know that what we've seen as a result of the tariff wars and then the pulling back of the tariff wars, and then we've seen now the immigration aspect and China in so many ways really being highlighted in these particular areas. Is there sort of an appetite that says, I got to get to China? Talk to me about it.
Lorenzo just spoke about the cutting edge technology and all those exciting things that's going on in China. But when you get to like the bread and butter, the nitty gritty of it, the products that we use every day, they're all in China. Mm-hmm. And they're all there at the very, very low price when you go to the source. And you mentioned, you referenced the trade tariff wars and all that stuff. That's what makes China even more a compelling option for business people, and not only in the Bahamas, but the Caribbean. And Lorenzo didn't tell you, but we've been getting a lot of clients now from the Caribbean who want to go to the trade fair and want us to guide them, not only to the trade fair, but to the markets where you don't have to buy a full 40-foot container or 20-foot container. You can buy pallets. You can buy half pallets. You can buy the amounts that you want. See, because of our years of experience in China, we can give you the options and meet you where you at. If you are a huge store that, you know, just want to cut down on your costs or avoid having to pay more money because of the tariffs that's going to be imposed on your U.S. suppliers, you can come to us, put with suppliers in China, and get you your products here. So it's an amazing experience right now. A lot of people in the region are looking to find direct trade routes to China, and we can assist you. I mean, we've been doing it for the Bahamas for, like you said, for a couple decades now, but the Caribbean now is calling us. But of course, you know, we give first preference to our Bahamian brothers and sisters. But it's an amazing time now, and it's making China even more attractive and even more reasonable in order to get your business going or to continue your business in this new environment.
That's an exciting thing to be able to talk about because, you know, persons are getting into business. They're looking to diversify their portfolio. They're looking for an alternative element for income. And the truth of the matter is that you have to be able to get in a position where you can be able to push a product on a day-to-day basis, especially a product that is desirable, that is in demand socially. And I think China gives you at least sort of a whiff, a hint as to what will be desired in these areas. So if it ain't electronics you want to get into, it could be innovation in different areas, it could be clothing, it could be shoes, whatever it is, China has these things available for you. And I'm sure that you guys can be able to tell us more about that. Now, when your next trip is to China?
Well, our next trip is coming up this October. It's October 15th to the 1st. And we've already, right now what we do is we try and break it down. So it's not one huge hit to your pocket.
So what take, is this the early?
No. This is the early man special.
You need to stop.
Well, listen. This is the early payment plan special. I know we've offered early bird specials in the past, but the demand is just so strong now that we're just offering an early payment plan, which can also help your pocket. You can, you know, you can put a deposit down of a minimum, I think, $500, and then we divide those payments up in increments up until
October.
Until 2 weeks before we leave.
Two weeks before you leave.
Yep.
So
you don't have to come up with all that.
The price will be fixed.
The price will be fixed, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
But once you come in and you start your payment plan, we fixed your. And also, we're offering, also, this must be the day of giveaways. Because of this show, for the 10 people today that come and sign up and give their deposits, we will offer these high tech translators that we have. So when you come to China, if you have a problem with understanding someone, you have your translator with you. You will let them talk into it.
I just saw this guy. I don't know his name. I should have downloaded his name, but he created a translator that you can pop right in your ear, and you get 40 translations.
It's very expensive.
Right off the top.
It's expensive.
And you know you ain't need nothing. You just pop it right in your ear.
I checked it out. It's very expensive.
It's expensive?
Very.
Really? Wow.
It's in the thousands.
Really? But
well, listen, we have one that we will give to you for free, and it works very well. You press a button, and two people, you can talk to someone in various different languages, and you know.
So first 10 people can get that today.
Yeah, first 10 people, you call in, you get in contact with us, and you get your deposits down. Like I said, the small deposit, 500. But you don't have to give 500. You can give 1,000 or 2,000. I mean, I don't know
your pocket.
You can pay the whole thing. You know, I don't want to shortchange you, but the bottom line is,
I like that, you know. This is how I am. I needed to do something the other day, and the money was sitting on my account. And because of the amount of children I have, if I allow this money just to sit on my account, you know, things just happen. I got to get rid of this money. So I sent it to the people. I said, y'all hold this until I'm ready for you. And then when I come to you, we'll do this. But Mr. Grant, we need this. I said, no, I didn't ask you anything what you need. I said, hold this money for me until I could be able to do this. And that's how you have to do it. Mm-hmm. If you are interested in being able to go to China and you know you have some cash available right now and you want to be able to do that, you can be able to send that, hold on to that as an anchor, it works two ways. Now you're committed to go to China. Because you ain't gonna get the whole thing back. Let's just be straight.
Yeah.
Okay? You ain't gonna get 100% back. You gotta be able to charge you some administrative fee. Amen. Right? But you could be able to send it forward, and that commitment says, okay, I got to go to China now. And so you'll find the remainder.
Oh, yeah. We've been doing this for a very long time. And, you know, most people come. And sometimes we have people who may not make the trip this time, and we can defer. You know, we can defer until the next year if something comes up. So it's not like you're going to lose your money. You know,
people texted me asking me, what's the China price?
The price for the trip is $5,000. That includes your
double occupancy.
Yeah, it's double occupancy, but that includes, just like when you go on cruise ships, double occupancy. That includes your airfare, your hotel. You get breakfast in the mornings, your transportation to and from the airport in China, your transportation to the trade fairs every day, your transportation to some of the markets. And also, we take a trip to another city, Shenzhen. This trip is like the high-tech city of China, and that's where you'll find some of the latest technology all over the place. So we give you all of that, and also you get our services and our knowledge, and you know we assist you in finding the things that you want. Because some people, for example, we have some ladies who come there, and they come for hair, you know, they want to go to the hair market. So we make sure that they go to the hair markets. We have some people who want to go to the clothing and shoes and leather and handbags and jewelry markets. And we make sure you go to where you want to go. We're one of those. See, because of our experience, we know China. We know the city of Guangzhou. We know where the best markets are. And we make sure you can go there and get the quantities that you need at the prices that will just blow you away.
So if that's hair that you're looking for, whatever those things are that you're looking for, you can be able to pick it up.
Of course, of course. You can pick it up in whatever quantities. We will take you to places where you can either buy if you want to get a container load, you can do that. But you can also buy maybe a pallet or maybe a couple of boxes.
Buy one if you want to.
Hey, that's right. If you want to, you know, stop going. If you want to just get a new weave or get a new wig, we can take you places where you can get them. And listen, the prices are extremely low.
That's a wonderful thing now. You make it seem like they could get it individually.
Of course.
Yes. If I want to come over here and get one made to my own head.
Of course.
Yeah, it's going to cost you if you're getting it made to your specifications.
We ain't talking about the generic anybody could wear this.
No.
We're talking about my own.
Yeah, it's going to cost you a little bit more because they're making it especially for you. It's just going to cost a little bit more. Like that scarf you have on there, you know, you could get them by the drill loads, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So, but let me get back to that price. Now, the price is $5,000 double occupancy. Single occupancy is $5,500.
So, if only me one would be in a room by myself,
you pay $5,500.
You pay a little $500, you'll pay a little extra, but you get your own room. But most people travel in pairs, you know, a husband and wife, best, you know, two people, business partners, whatever case, mother, daughter, you know, father, son. They travel in pairs. But hey, listen, sometimes they come in pairs and they still want their own room. So they say, listen, for $500, you get your room for next 2 weeks. I mean, you can't beat that. So we offer options. And from my years of doing it, we found that, you know, some people want that, some people want, but for one thing for sure, people appreciate the experience. From time to time, we bring in some of the people who've been in on our trips. I'm sure you remember some of them. And
yeah,
to a person. They are amazed. As a matter of fact, we have people who...
It's a life-changing thing.
It's life-changing. And they come back. We have people who've been on three trips.
I can be honest with you. It was life-changing for me.
Yeah. And listen, how...
And I hadn't even had the
full You didn't get the full experience.
No.
I'm telling you.
So it was life-changing for me.
It's incredible just to see, you know, what's available over there. So, you know, we encourage people to, especially people who are in position to take advantage of this opportunity, to do so because... If you look at the people over the years.
Yeah, and you know, you got to use that kind of language because you don't want people to think that you're trying to squeeze them into a position. If you don't feel like this is for you, okay, praise God, it ain't for you. But if you believe, and especially if you're in a position of business and you recognize the importance, you continue to run into the middleman. The middleman charges you an additional 35%. It's just right off the top, right?
Yes.
You got to find yourself in a better position where you could cut the middleman out, expand your inventory, and get to the market directly. You can be able to do that. And China affords you the opportunity. I think the tariff war has exposed a great deal of some of the weaknesses in the system.
Yeah.
We've already have quite a few people now who have now found different suppliers.
You got to figure it out.
Listen, and they're happy. They, as a matter of fact, they're happy now that they were forced because they're now getting better margins. Do you know what the Chinese say? The profit is not in your selling price. The profit is in your buying price. So if you buy, when you buy low and then you sell at the price you sell, that's where your profit is. Don't try and kill a person on a high price when you're selling it. Go and get a cheap price, a lower price when you go into when you go to supply your stores. And then pass on those savings to your clients. And then when you go directly to China, you're able to do that.
Right now, I have two wholesalers right now. Two manufacturers right now dealing with me right now. I have already received 4 samples from, so 2 from each one of these clients. I am modifying something right now that's going to sweep the island and the whole entire Caribbean. They're making something for me right now. I went over, I saw it. I said, no, I need this done. I need this done. I already received 4 samples.
So you could even actually go down there and, develop a mock concept. And bring that out. Let me apply that accordingly.
He does this. I'm the other. I'm a little bit opposite to Omar. I tell people at the meetings, pray about it. When you go to the trade show, walk, look and see, because we're going to help you. We're going to help you. The first day, we're going to help you. Then we kick you out of the nest to say, go on your own, look for it. We have never lost anybody. So we have a meeting place. I don't need you to know what I'm buying. I don't need to know what Omar buying. Blah. So go. You're going to see a product there, and that product is going to be calling you. Howard, I'm not lying to you. The product is going to say, see me here. You need me, and I need you. You look at the product. You ask them how much you could buy.
It's going to be calling me?
Yeah, it's going to be calling you, Howard.
Howard, see me here.
Nice and soft. And then what you do is you sit down with
the individual. I'm married. What the hell, Rose? Go ahead.
And then you're going to say, okay, how much is going to cost me? Can you add this to it? Can you do this? Can you do that? How many colors can I get? Blah, 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 blah. You sit down with them. You get information. You give them your information. When you get back home, you say, okay, I need samples. Can you give me a sample? Yes, you can get samples. You may have to pay for them. It's worth it. You get back home. You look at it. You show your family and friends. Oh, that's a fantastic idea. Then you modify it. You get an idea from your wife. You get an idea from your kid. You get an idea from your friend. Right now, I'm just waiting on them to send me the final
sample. I'm glad you. I'm afraid of this interview that we're doing, this conversation that we're having. You know why?
Right.
Go ahead.
This reminds me of one of the first interviews that we had when my wheels got turning and I said, you know what? I'm going to China.
Listen.
Because my wheels turning right now.
Go grease them wheels. I got a can of WD-40 right downstairs.
Come grease.
Listen. Amazing. Listen, even Family Island is now taking this up. And we're gonna have a for those people who are in the Family Islands, Grand Bahama, we're gonna be having a Zoom meeting also. So get in contact with us and you will be able to get any information that you want. So you can start to take your business to the next level. And if you're not in business and you want to get in business, this is the opportunity where go to the source, cut out the middleman. And just take advantage of the opportunities that China offers.
Somebody texted me right now and says, Howard, I thought you had a delay in getting to China. Did you eventually go to the trade show? No, I didn't go. Omar sitting right here before we started the thing and say, Howard, when you can get that jitterbug off and come to China, right? I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. Right?
We're going to show you the way to do it, how to do
it. Let me tell you why. Because it hit me more than one way, right? My church, Bahama Harvest, is having they're doing a cruise in October. My wife wants to go on a cruise. I say, okay, baby doll, you do the administration and I'll do the payment, right? Don't ask me what, nothing. Do the administration and do the thing, right? So she come back to me with her head down. She say, I don't know if you want to go. So I say, what happened? She say, guess where they go? And I say, the Caribbean? She say, no. I say, Mediterranean? No. I say, Alaska? No. China. I say, China? She said, are you ready? Let's go, because I won't go. So it keep coming at me from various angles to talk about getting back to China.
Why do you think your pastor's taking you to China? Taking you all to China? He been there,
Yeah, the whole church getting built from it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling you. He owns
the whole church.
Yeah, we know.
The whole church.
We are aware. We are aware.
The entire thing.
Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. What
it's
I'm
an exciting
you
is, thing,
you can go to China on a trip with the church, and you know what? Listen, I'm all for the church expanding. But if you go with those people who have been there before, who know the road, who can...
No, they're saying, I don't know if this is a trade.
Exactly.
This what you're doing is a trade.
It's a trade.
To business. Look for business.
This is about business.
We ain't having no business.
No.
We can relax.
Exactly.
And enjoy ourselves. Beijing. Yeah, we can relax and enjoy ourselves.
But you know, we do put a little relaxation in it now. We do, you know, give you opportunities to go.
I never been on no. Listen to me. All my life traveling between here to the States, I've never been on a vacation yet. Anytime I say we going on vacation, it translate we getting shopping.
Amen and amen. Yeah.
It ain't never been we getting on vacation to relax.
Well, how would you use a Bahamian, right?
We in Walmart till 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning.
He's a Bahamian. Been there, done that.
Hey, we Bahamians, Howard.
I don't want to do that no more.
That's how we roll.
I can't tell you the last time I've been in the U.S.
You say you're going to China.
I couldn't tell you the last time I've been in the U.S.
But you didn't see the China a thousand times?
The sack from China. Watch from China. I'm not lying to you. The shirt from China.
Say directly from China, because you know most people when they buy
the things from China,
they just get it through the States.
We have people also who say, okay, we tell them you could pay for your trip with the goods you bring back.
Oh, two times over at least. Even if you just go to one of the markets, the clothing markets, the leather markets, the shoes,
texts me right now,
shoes
says, actually guess if they purchase items for vendors and how much they charge when they go to China, and send them, send me their contacts, please.
We'll give you our contacts at the end.
I'll send them my contacts. I tell you, people is asked.
Yeah, I had a gentleman. I haven't gotten back to him because I just came back from away, but I'll get back to him. He told me you gave him my number.
He called me and asked me. I don't even know who he was.
Right now, I have.
Howard, what's up, my boy?
A container.
Okay, sir.
I have a container of windows coming in for a client. For clients.
How long did this take to get the windows here?
Well, the windows, it's going to take about 2 months because everything is proofed. We send you colors. We send you how you want to make, and then they go back and forth. We don't do nothing get shipped until you're satisfied, until every client is satisfied. So you're looking at about
two months. Give me let's say a typical window, 37 by 27.
I can't give you the price on that because I don't know what you want, the coloring and all that sort of stuff.
I can give you a ballpark, Howard. The ballpark on that
window. How many windows?
The ballpark on that window. It depends on, I mean, if you're buying for a whole, let's say a complex, it may be a little less. But for the price on that window would be in about about 50 U.S. dollar range. Impact, hurricane
because
impact.
You see those windows here right now in Nassau.
Hundreds.
About $250, $350.
You've been to my house, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you see all the beautiful windows in my house, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I designed those personally for me.
Really?
Yeah.
And $50 a window.
About, give or take, depending on what you want. Because, you know, you can put your own tints.
I have to kick myself because this man told me 2 months ago how I didn't get your windows. Months ago. I said, no, man, I can see if I can get it. And I keep finding, like, you know, because I'm thinking, oh, Lord, I don't want to wait 2 months. I can have this. And then... You know, how projects work, you just had to wait.
Well, listen, Howard, listen, not only we say, we assist you when you come there. If you need shipping, we can handle that for you. So when you come to China, when you deal with us, it's a one-stop shop. We take care of
your
needs.
Give me ballpark figures for a space that is, let's say, 50 by 50. Let's just call it 50 by 50. And I need laminate flooring.
Okay, so you're putting me in a difficult situation.
I won't do that
because there's different. Listen, there's different qualities. Because
thickness.
you can get a
cheap bit something.
Yeah, you get a cheap one, but we when it comes to China, we say, listen, if you're going to China, don't buy the cheap.
Get the best quality.
Yeah.
Get at least a very good quality. Now you can go and get the high end, like very very high end.
The luxury brands.
Yeah, you can get the high end. And it'll be
a bit more.
A
good price.
But it all depends on the.
But the high end price is still compatible to a local price.
Of course.
Wait.
Well, listen, when I do building for myself, and when I get my suits made, I get the best wool. You know, if you're gonna go to China and you're in China, get buy the best. You know, I remember we had one client who came with us, and he brought his material from a particular tailor here, and he was saying this is good material. When my tailor saw it, he said, listen, if you think this is good, let me show you something. He put a match to it,
and it caught a fire.
He put a match to his wool, and it wouldn't even catch. That's a difference in quality. So when you go to China, buy the quality. You know, don't try and buy the cheapest of the cheap. And you buy top quality.
So he bring
took fabric to China.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
This man, he took sand to the beach.
Yeah. This man take
sand to the beach.
Sand to the beach.
And say, this the best.
Right. Yeah. Because he got it.
Because somebody convinced him here.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, Coward. I mean, I don't want to get deep like this, right? But let me tell you something. This whole thing about China is a psychological thing. Advertising and brainwashing is psychological. People have the impression that, oh, it come from China, you know, it ain't no good. Listen, the things, think about it. When you think about it, you'll see it's all brainwashing. The products we buy from the States come from China. So it's a stop. So when people say, man, these Chinese things, think about what you're saying. It's all a narrative that people feed into you. China has the best quality. Everything, these designer goods, they're made in China.
I laughed the other day.
It was exposed.
I saw something on YouTube. Was it YouTube or TikTok? One or the other. That says we did an investigative report into the Louis Vuitton bikes.
Brand, yeah.
And they went into the factory. Yes. And they said, we could see all the purses.
Of course.
But we don't see nobody developing them here.
Exactly.
Where did they come from?
China.
And China had already said to us, as a result of the tariff war, we build these things or we create these things for these people all over the world.
Of course.
High-end brands.
The best quality.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to tell you is, it's all a psychological thing. And so, you know, I mean, I don't want to get into geopolitics and all that, but there's an intention, you know, if your country wants to sell goods at a good price and you're competing with another country, you want to sell the narrative that, you know what, those things aren't good, even though that country is getting the stuff from there. So, you know, you don't go there and do business, but I can go, you know, so I don't want to get into geopolitics. All we want to say is we can offer our people in the region a choice. You can continue going, you know, to where you go. And if you're happy with what you're familiar with, then, hey, you know what? That's fine.
Well, let people know how they can be able to get in contact with you, where they could drop off their $500. They are waiting right now. They were just about to bust up the $500. They was mad with daddy. They was going to get him a big gift. He act fool.
I get it.
And they kept the money.
What a good call.
They kept the money.
That's a good call.
Now they can go to China.
Amen and amen.
Let them know how they can be able to do that.
Well, the phone contacts are 427-0930 or 455-9978. We're having a meeting tonight at Fusion at 7 p.m. Be on time because we start on time and we finish in about an hour. And so, you know, make sure you come on time. Again, those numbers are 455-9978. Or 427-0930.
So Fusion tonight, 7 p.m.
7 p.m. And remember, we're going to have, for those who can't make it from the Family Islands, we're going to be having a Zoom meeting. So make sure that you get in contact with us so you can get the contact for the Zoom meeting. And listen, be a part of this one. Like I said, we have now people down in the Caribbean who are coming, so don't let them take all the spaces. You know, we are offering.
So people throughout the Caribbean is actually reaching out.
Oh yeah. We have a presence now in Jamaica and Trinidad, because when we were at the fair, these Trinidadian people came up to us and they said, listen, we've been wanting to come to the trade fair to China now for years. So we just came by ourselves. And, you know, we don't know where to go or whatever the case may be. And I understand that feeling, because when we went 20 something years ago, I understand that. We used to be driving past places that we didn't know were markets, that had stuff that were incredible, that where we go now. So it's much better when you have someone who can take you to all these places. And so we have people in the Caribbean that we're going to be taking. We had one or two before, but now we're focused on it, so it's going to be many more. So Bahamians, listen, take advantage of it. And let's, you know, get you guys to take advantage of the opportunities that China presents.
We're going to be taking a certain amount. So
of course.
Yeah.
We have a limit.
Somebody say, I can't just give them my floor plan and they shop for me.
Listen,
I just said you would be with text.
Listen, tell them to give us a call and we'll see what we can do.
Give them the number again.
427-0930 or 455-9978. Again, 427-0930, 455-9978. Give us a call. We'll work it out for you.
Tonight, what time?
7 p.m. at Fusion. 7 p.m.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly, all the guests that came through and being able to talk to us about these great things that are happening throughout the country, innovation, opportunities, aspects, ideas, and really being able to change the course of our minds as it relates to how business is done in our country. I want to thank all my guests for being able to come through today. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to jam the way that we have today. And I'm hoping that you realize that we can step out of our comfort zone into a space of innovation, growth, and development right here on the foundation. I want to thank you so kindly, guys. I'm going to see you tomorrow, God spare, right here on the foundation. Have a great day, guys.
The foundation.